love a fun new song to add to your New Year's resolution workout playlist. This is Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis Bextor. And it's not new, just renewed. It's just the latest track to be dusted off and given new life. And NPR Music's Stephen Thompson joins us now to talk about that. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Aisha.
So first, give us the basics on this song and the artist. What is the history here?
Well, the song Murder on the Dance Floor was a hit, like a huge hit across the UK and Australia and a few other countries in late 2001 and 2002. It kind of barely grazed the charts in the US, though. And basically what happened is the song gets used in a very pivotal scene at the end of the movie Saltburn, which is bonkers. This movie is, I don't know if you've seen Saltburn, but it is,
it is
very polarizing, very memorable. I happen to love it. It has seared the song into the memory of basically anyone who has seen Saltburn. And so in the US, it feels newer to a lot of people. And so it has kind of become this viral hit, even though the song is about 20 years old.
And we've seen this happen before, because another song took a very similar path, Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush, topped the charts in the summer of 2022, right?
Yeah, that song was placed in a very memorable scene in the TV show Stranger Things. And that song's from 1985. And a lot of the audiences that are watching Stranger Things and a lot of the audiences that embraced that song really weren't familiar with it. And so you're seeing this phenomenon more and more with the advent of streaming, with the advent of TV shows and movies have been placing songs in effective ways for decades now. But you're really seeing this blurring of the line between old and new on the pop charts in a lot of different ways. If you think about a lot of the songs that were big hits last year, a lot of them have ties to, you know, decades ago. And that's just a really interesting phenomenon where, like, it used to be that where if you turned on, like, the, you know, top 40 radio, you would only hear new songs.
I mean, because rediscovering music is not a new phenomenon.
No.
But it seems like it's much easier to have that new life breathed into old tracks when you have streaming and also social media.
Yeah, and I think so many ways that music is like designated as successful, you know, like through the Billboard charts or whatever, it's become a lot easier for fans to dictate that success. The gatekeepers of like radio programmers don't have as much power as they used to. And now a really well-placed needle drop on TikTok can propel a song back onto the charts in ways that obviously weren't possible just a few years ago.
When you look at these artists, though, like we talked about Kate Bush with Running Up That Hill, are these tracks and these artists, are they now better known than they were originally?
I think you can certainly make the case. First of all, it charted much, much higher this time around. And that's a case where the song is definitely more successful in the 2020s than it was in the 1980s. But it really depends on the song and on the artist. What's interesting to me about it is the kind of cross-generational conversation that winds up happening where, you know, I'm 51 years old. I play Running Up That Hill for my kids. It's a new song to them, but it's an old song to me. And we're able to celebrate it together. And I think that's really sweet and lovely to see. And one of the things that I think is really great about it, it breathes new life into these artists' careers. You know, Kate Bush was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in part because of all the renewed attention that was paid to Running Up That Hill. She belonged in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as of years and years and years ago. And so I really like the fact that it's like shining new light on these artists' catalogs and giving them kind of new opportunities to be heard. And if they have more music they want to share with the world, they have a better opportunity to do that. And that's what's really exciting to me.
That's Stephen Thompson of NPR Music. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aisha.